Trump addresses CPAC Hungary, "We're in an epic struggle to liberate our nations from sinister forces." By Christina Wong on April 26, 2024. Budapest, Hungary, former President Donald Trump delivered an upbeat message to attendees at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in Hungary on Friday morning. "Together, we're engaged in an epic struggle to liberate our nation from all the sinister forces who want to destroy them. Every day we're battling to preserve our culture, protect our sovereignty, defend our way of life and uphold the timeless values of freedom, family and faith in Almighty God," Trump said in a video address at a gathering for conservatives in Europe. Trump thanked Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, seen as Europe's top crusader against the spread of wokeism, and said he looked forward to working closely with him again. "As president, I was proud to work with Prime Minister Orban. By the way, a great man to advance the values and interests of our two nations. We cracked down on illegal immigration, protected our borders, created jobs and defended our traditions and Judeo-Christian values. That's so important, Judeo-Christian values," he said. "I look forward to working closely with Prime Minister Orban and once again when I take the oath of office as the 47th President of the United States," Trump added. "As long as we remain united in our vision, true to our principles and fearless about defending our values, conservatives will win the battle to save our civilization from the communist Marxists and fascists and restore the reign of conservatism and common sense to the world," he said. Trump also thanked the Director General of the Center for Fundamental Rights Miklos Szantho, Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union and CPAC, and his wife Mercedes Schlapp, who is host of CPAC now and a former senior Trump White House strategic advisor. It was the third CPAC gathering in Hungary. More than 3,000 attendees registered. Conservative U.S. lawmakers Representative Paul Gosar, Oz, Andy Harris, MD, and Keith Self, TX, spoke at the gathering, as well as former Trump acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, New York Young Republican Club President Gavin Wax, and American conservative media figures and influencers Jack Posobiec, Maureen Bennen, and Sarah Carter. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.